Blog Talk Radio.
And now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Thank you, Ambassador Dr. Hagen. Thank you so much. And to all of you on the prayer line this morning, thank you because many of you coming from all over America and then all overseas in every nation. 95 different countries. And we just want to welcome you. We're going to get a station identification in just a moment. And then I want to ask Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer if she would just be a blessing to you all this morning and preside over the prayer line here this morning. I just want you to know that I appreciate you coming from every church affiliation, every walk of life, every economic strata, every church denomination, from all walks of life, the high, the low, the rich, the poor, just everybody wanting to pray together and wanting to praise God together. I do offer a prayer for you. I prayed on the line before the 6 o'clock hour, but I certainly want to offer a prayer for all of you who are coming from all over the world. Heavenly Father, I thank you because I see now why Sister Francine Reese Morrison called you the everywhere God, because you are everywhere. You are so awesome. You do things that man cannot do. And I just want you to know that we reverence you. We give you the proper respect. We don't want it ever to be said about us that other people give you honor, but your own receive you not. For the word tells us that when you went to your own hometown, they did not want to receive you. And therefore, the miracles that had happened all around other places were minimized because people said that you were only Jesus, that you were only the son of Mary and Joseph. They didn't recognize you as the only begotten Son of God. So I don't ever be said that we minimize your power or that we don't give you the proper honor that you deserve. God, there are no words that can describe you. There are no words to describe your Son. And there are no words to describe the Holy Ghost. And all are three in one. Amen. When we see you, we see the Son. See the Son, we see the Holy Ghost in the Spirit realm. And God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus to loose blessings upon these people. I keep on asking you to shake that chunk tree, that tree of blessings, and let chunks fall out and down upon God's people. Heal their bodies. Every person who's sick, heal them. Oh, God. Those who have problems in their body like sugar, diabetes, having cancer, or any type of problem, gout, or migraine headaches, or whatever it is, Lord, any lupus, or any type of strokes, or whatever it may be, heal everything. I've told them what you said to me. You told me to tell them whenever you're in the room, miracles happen. And God, step in that room this morning and let some miracles happen. Holy Ghost, I'm asking you to take over. Certainly don't want to be remiss by not asking you to forgive all sin on this prayer line. Forgive everything that's been wrong, every thought, every evil, anything. Forgive, Lord. You said, Jesus, if we ask you anything, you do it. I'm asking you to forgive all sins of commission and sins of omission. And thank you for it. Now bless these precious people. Help them to stand for your glory and give them promotions in every aspect. Promotions in you, Lord. Promotions on their job. Promotions everywhere. God, may I do this? I lose promotions on all these people on the prayer line, promotions. But there'll be many testimonies about how you gave mass promotions. please remember the people in Africa and Asia, India, and Afghanistan, and the Philippines, and all over Brazil and Russia, Germany, France, Poland, Sweden, everywhere that I've forgotten, in the United States, in Canada, and everywhere, please give ultra awesome miracles and bless your people, we pray. Now we thank you. We give you glory, every person who participated on this all night shut-in. God, boundlessly bless them. They proved that you were more important than other things on their priority list. They put you above them and said, we want to spend time with you. Paul said, I want to know you, Lord, in the fellowship of your suffering and in the power of your might. I want to know you too, Lord. That's why I fasted 1,000. Actually, Lord, I couldn't stop then, but I fasted 1,104 days, not trying to glorify myself. But I just want to tell you, I appreciate you helping me. And I wanted to know you. I want to get to know you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you for it. We appreciate you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Amen. Oh, my God. Thank God here. Amen.
Are you ready for me, please?
God bless you all. Amen. I'm having a joy moment here. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. In your hands, let me speak to folks. Good morning to y'all. Everybody, good morning to you. Y'all awake this morning? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. He's in the room. Speak to him, y'all. Everybody open your mouth. Speak to him in the room. Amen. And let's give him a whole minute if we can. Amen. On the blog line, we give him 20. But can y'all praise him at least a minute, maybe two? Let's do it. I know you can. Praise check, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What level you on? Come on up.
Thank you.
That's crazy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know some of y'all been awake all night long. Come on, praise him. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Bless your holy name. We appreciate you. Raise it up a little level here. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, raise it a little bit. Thank you. 26912. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
314. Come on, let me hear you. 816. Let me hear you. 913. Let me hear you. All of y'all. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, sir.
I just want to say hello.
Thank you, Master. Thank you.
It's freedom. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Our first praise report. Hey, good morning. Hey, good evening. Hey.
How you doing? Good morning to the people, Mother Johnson. Good morning, Miss Brenda.
Good morning, Mother Johnson.
Hello, sweetie. How you doing?
Good morning, Mother Johnson.
Good morning, Mother Johnson. Good morning, Mama.
Good morning, baby.
Good morning, Mother Johnson.
Good morning, Father Johnson. I want to be just like you when I grow up.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning to all of you, each of you. Oh, it's so good to hear your voices. It's so good to hear your voices.
Tell them who you are, Mother.
Good morning. Yes. Pardon?
Did you call me? Lady.
Pardon?
No, I just want to be like you when I grow up.
Oh, bless your heart.
This is Mother from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, bless your heart. Who am I talking to now? Who am I talking to?
This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, God bless your soul. God bless you. It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice.
Well, God bless you. And you can just keep me in prayer. Keep me in prayer.
I certainly will, and you just have a blessed day.
I tell you, I want you all to keep on praying for me. I want to tell you, I want all of you to pray. I want to say, keep praying for me.
Yes,
seeking to take some people.
Yes,
I've been in this house since 1968.
Right. Amen. Praise God. I don't want to tire out too much. But I just believe that you all have been a part of Mother Johnson's life for a few years here. And just you may not handle things like I handle them. I mean, I believe in handling things like I do. But I think that you all ought to be a part of not only the highest days, but even as Mother Johnson is going through struggles. Amen. I'm like that. Amen. Because you want to see how God performs miracles. See, one of the things I want people, and you probably already know it, but I want you, those who don't know this, to learn this, that you don't let people see you on the mountaintop all the time. They never will grow. They never grow if you hide the valleys from them. You got to let people see your valleys. Now let people know that you're human just like they are. And that's when they get the miracles and their faith grows, when they see that you are able to be touched with infirmities. Then they see how God brings you out of your infirmities and their faith starts growing. And you don't want people at your church or around you, your family, you be on a miracle level of 15, and your family is on a miracle level of 1. You don't want that. So we grow together. Amen. Ms. Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Amen. You bless the people this morning. Thank you so much.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Yes, all right. Looky here. At 95, the mind's still strong. Amen.
Yes,
I want to open the line up for anybody who wants to pray for Mother Johnson. Come off of mute now, because I can't wait on you. The line's open to you. Want to pray for her? Here you go. She's listening right now. The line's open.
This is Brother Johnson. I'm seeking a sincere prayer. I'm seeking a sincere prayer. It's so.
All right, anybody who wants to pray for her, start praying.
God bless you. This is Mother Bria. Yeah, God bless you, Mother Johnson. We love you, and may God bless you, and I pray that God will look out on you, Lord, and continue to bless you, give you strength today, Lord, and let your mind go to heaven, Lord. And we know that you love the Lord, and I ask you, Lord, to continue to remember her in a special way. Lord, look down. You said, I'm the Lord that God that heals thee. And by your stripes, we are healed. So just continue to keep her, Lord. We thank that you spared her. Give her a long life. Help her to enjoy her. Let her last days be her best days. Lord, bless her, Lord, and use her to your glory. And we'll be able to give you the praise. Remember her family and her children, everybody, all of them, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be with her and keep her. And we'll be continuing to give you the praise. And we ask all this in your son Jesus' name, for Christ's sake. Amen. Love you.
You want me up?
Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you. All right.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Father, humbly as we know how, thanking you, Father, for the life of Mother Johnson. You've been such a blessing, God. And we just thank you for blessing her and for keeping her strong, God, for giving her peace, God, not letting her worry about so many things and so many other people, because she has a heart for people. And even as she's getting older now, she has so much wisdom and a heart to bless people, to teach others about prayer and about you, Father. God, we just thank you for her, God, and we ask you that you touch her in a special way, from the top of her head to giving her peace of mind, to her vision, to her joints, that she won't have pain in her joints, to her heart, that her heart will be strong, that she will just be peaceful and calm and feel good, and that she can continue to pray and enjoy the life with her family and with those that she ministers to, and be a, continue to be a blessing to her son. And we thank you for her son also, Dr. Bernard Johnson, and the anointing that you have on his life and for other children, and that she'll have peace of mind knowing that all those she loves will be saved and will be in good health and prosper as their soul prospers. God, we just ask you to bless her and just keep your loving arms around her as she goes through the good times and the bad times of life, because we do experience them all. And Father, we know you'll do it because we know you love her, and we love her, and we'll be careful to give you all praise, glory, and honor, Father. In Jesus, amen.
God bless you. Amen. Thank you all so much. And then I've chosen to share some of the intimate moments that we have here because you all are family too.
Amen.
And you're family too. It's
Amen.
A terrible thing. It's a terrible thing to shut people out who are family. And I've chosen not to do that. So Mother Johnson is smiling now. Amen. I came in yesterday. We have a lot of fun. And I came in yesterday. She said, what do I call you, bishop or doctor or what? I said, just call me your son. And she smiled and said, oh, my son. My son. My son. Huh? Oh, I won't. Oh, God bless you. Thank you all so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Take it from
yes,
me. God bless you.
Praise God. Amen. Seemed like I couldn't get my phone to work right here, and I just used that time to try and connect and everything, but I am praising God for his blessings, praising God for his miracles, knowing that God is always in control. Thanking God for Mother Adelaide Johnson, hearing her voice this morning on the phone. Amen. Thank God. Thank God that that even just hearing our voices put a smile on her face. So we praise God. Amen. And we know that no one is on the mountaintop all the time. And that's why we will always request prayer and have prayer. And have that prayer request list, because we know that when we get down in the valley, we need somebody to come by and just reach a hand and say, take me by my hand and lead me on.
Praise and while you're there, let's ask the Lord to come in the room and touch you right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, when you're in the room, miracles happen. Would you stop by here, 2215 North 49th? Step in this room, Lord, and touch Mother Johnson in the name of Jesus. I know you got it here for a reason. Amen. And we submit to your will. We ask you to move in this room. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Yes. Thank you. Shut up, they keep that out. I'm moving this room in the name of Jesus. Touch, 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 touch. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for this peace. All of you. Thank you for the glory of God being revealed. And for the love of God. This is all over here. Thank you, Jesus. Bless, 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 bless. Bless, bless the Lord. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, dear. Yes. Oh, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Touch me, Lord. 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 I shut it on me.
Praise him.
Thank you.
They can do anything but say hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. God, we trust you, God. Hallelujah. Ain't got nobody but you, Lord. We trust you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everyone on this line. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the anointing.
God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. That song always is a blessing. It's always appropriate when your soul say yes, Lord. Praise God. We're just thanking God for the way that God is ordaining the service this morning and praising him for his blessing. And I know that she had said we wanted to hear about some of the reports from last night.
Amen.
And we want to hear some of those, jump in there and just comment someone else, compliment someone else. Let us know how you enjoy. And I know we all can't do it at the same time and come in at the same time, but we can let someone know how much we enjoy hearing them bring the word of God. Praise God. And I heard one of the mothers say that continue it, keep it up, keep it up. So we're thanking God because when you're not distracted, you're not as distracted in the middle of the night as you are during the day. And I'm just noticing now, I didn't have phone trouble with my phone earlier, but now this morning, when you have more people hooking in and tuning in to technology, it causes all kind of problems. So we're thanking God this morning for each and every one that gave a praise report, gave a testimony, brought a word, had an encouragement to speak. forth. And we want to just share some of that this morning. And if you're on the line and you've been on here since 9 o'clock last night, we want to hear some of the things that God has done. And you can make it a praise report. Praise God. And let us hear from you. Let us hear what you enjoyed about the service on last night. We want to be the first one. God bless you. I enjoyed everything I heard. Praise God. Amen. But who else want to jump in there?
Sister Liam.
God bless you.
Because it's been a long, long time since I had to stay up all night craft and the song, and Satan tried at the time that was singing the song before she could, I could hear her finish it. My phone cuts off all the time, and I was glad that it didn't cut off before time. And I enjoyed everything. I enjoyed the bishop. I enjoyed every testimony, and I thank my pastor is in Jerusalem. He lives in Jerusalem. And our church was in Greensboro, and I was riding with two of the members. But they had a disagreement, and they stopped going, and that's why I couldn't go because, you know, I don't know much about Greensboro. And so I thank the master because I've been praying that I have hear the word and have somebody to, when I'm standing in the need for prayer, I have somebody to that could pray with me and pray for me. That's what I've been praying to the master. I said, will you please fix it so that I can have somebody that I can call and they would pray with me. I don't have that because people around here, they don't have time for, you know, for prayer. And I'm used to all night long prayers. When I was coming up with my children, we'd go to the church and we'd stay all night, had a revival all night long. But people don't even think about that now. But I thank the master for you all. And I want y'all to continue to pray for my family, continue to pray for me, that I'll be more and more and more in Yahshua. You all pray for me.
Wonderful. Praise God, Sister Williams. And where are you calling from?
Cedar Grove, North Carolina.
God bless you out there in North Carolina. Amen. It's so good to hear someone say that they're familiar with the all-night shut-in. Praise God. That is such a blessing. A lot of people weren't familiar with the all-night shut-in, but I can remember as a child, they used to take us to the all-night shut-in, and they wouldn't allow the children to sleep. No one. You didn't take pillows to these all night shut in.
I've been woke for two whole days and night. I haven't slept because I'm used to this by myself.
Yes, praise God. Well, we do want you to get some rest, but when you're used to a service all night, it's hard to break, and it's. Even just knowing that we have gone to church all our lives and we were always in church on Sundays and Tuesdays, Fridays, and back there for rehearsal and back there again for Sunday morning service, Sunday night service. So those habits get hard to break. When they broke it down and everyone started going to church on Wednesday nights, it was a little difficult to break those habits. But we are thanking God and yet glorifying Him that He is yet allowing us to have that old fashion shut in. Amen. Someone else want to share? Anyone else?
314, a pastor-elect, Renata Jones.
Thank
you. Get off mute. Good morning. I couldn't get off mute last night, so I didn't get a chance to tell, I think, the young man who talked about I think he went before some type of board and how he praised the Lord. I really enjoyed him. Charles Davis, okay. I really enjoyed him. And I'm just talking, can't nobody hear, but I really appreciated his testimony. And I appreciated Thelma Rush, how she was talking about she was the pastor's aide. Who was it in here? I don't know. I can't remember all right this second, but I was really blessed by it. I thank you, Dr. Johnson, for the shut-in. I had never experienced that, but it's such a blessing to be up and hear all the testimonies and all the singing. It was just a blissful time for me, so thank you so much.
And we enjoyed you, Sister Master-elect Renata Jones. Amen. You were great. Amen.
Great,
great. 9:30 last night, she just kind of really broke the ice real well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Master Piper, please.
Praise God. Amen. And just to know that God had people, and we thought Chief Ambassador had made a mistake when he said last night. Everyone thought he had made a mistake. And we kind of brought it to his attention. We did one this month. But thank God, Chief Ambassador, you were led to continue on. And we just praise God for that. So we do thank God. We just didn't know. We didn't want it to be a type of senility situation. So we wanted to remind you. But thank God that he had people ready. It was on time. Amen. You said you hadn't forgotten.
No, I said I had heard from God.
Okay. All right. Well, God bless you for being obedient to the will of God and his word. Praise God. But we're thanking God. And someone else has a report, but we want to just stop for a moment and take time to even a welcome and salute the any first-time callers on the line. And we seem to have kind of a new crew and refreshing crew, I should say, coming on now, giving God the glory. So if this is your very first time being on the prayer line, someone has invited you to it, we would like to hear your voice and hear where you're from. And we're praising God and thanking God for you and just inviting you back at any time to join us on First Fruit Prayer and Praise Line. So where we give God the shout out and give God the praise. Praise God. Do we have anyone on here that's never been on here before that would like to say something? All right. Praise God. And I know that we are having a lot of people having trouble with their phones, but we are thanking God. Did I hear someone? Amen.
This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas.
God bless you, Ambassador-elect. Go ahead.
God bless you. God bless you, each and every one, Chief Ambassador Johnson, to everyone on the line. I just praise God for another day that he's blessed me. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, truly my soul cries out, hallelujah. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. I thank God for all. I wasn't able to be on the line on last night because we had activities going on, services going on in our local church, and participated in that. And it was just truly a blessing that the Lord allowed my mom to go with me on last night, and I count it all joy. It just pleases me that when she had that desire to want to go, Lord, the Lord blesses her to go. And I'm so grateful for that. I did get home and come on the line and listen to some of the testimonies, some of the different things that was going on. Oh, how the mother was telling how God just blessed her sons, even they were locked up, and the Lord would allow them to, the judge would say, take your son home. And all those type of experiences that were being shared on last night, even how one of the ambassadors, I believe it was Ambassador-elect, that how God healed her from cancer. And I just, you know, just those things I was able to bask in and praise in God, because I know he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And what he do for one, I know he'll do for another. I'm just so grateful that he is not a respectful person. Truly, this morning, I thank God for hearing my mother, Adelie Johnson's voice on this morning. I said, look at God, look at God. Amazing. God is so amazing. Oh, I'm grateful for that. I'm just grateful, and I'm thanking God for all that he's done for me. Ask you to continue to remember us in your prayers. Truly, I love the Lord. I love the Lord, and I thank God for this prayer line. Was such a needed time in my life, and I praise him for it. Thank you for the vision, Chief Ambassador. I thank you for fulfilling this vision. Truly, it's playing a big part in my life. Ask you all to pray for me.
Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Back to you, Ambassador.
Thank God. Amen. We're thanking God for you, Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas, and for those wonderful, encouraging words. And you know, when people give testimonies of how God delivered them, you can't help but praise God with them. Praise God. And just knowing that you are yet able, we don't see it, but we're yet able to hear Mother Johnson's voice. Praise God. And say pray for her. What a blessing. What a blessing. 96 years old. Praise God. I think my grandfather was about 98. And my great-grandmother was 103. And her daughters lived to be 99 and 98. And so I'm thanking God. I'm looking forward to a long life myself in the Lord. And I know if we stay obedient, the Lord will see favor in our lives. And I'm just praising God. Anyone else? Anyone else enjoy?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges.
Bless you.
God, for last night, not at all was that a finality moment. That was definitely the Lord talking to our Chief Ambassador. There were so many miracle testimonies and praise reports and songs and words from the Lord on the line last night. The Lord showed up and showed out. There was prayer and just a lot of the old time songs, just blessings to everyone. The miracles that took place not only in 2015 but in previous years, and just hearing the women of God and Minister Davis talk. God bless you, Chief. We thank you so much. We thank you so much for hearing the voice of the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you.
Praise God. Thank God. Thank you, Ambassador Hodges. Amen. Praise God. All the encouragement help. Amen. All right. We're moving forward. It's almost a time that we can. Are we doing the prayer request this morning? Are we going to just continue with the praise reports on last night? Because I don't think we're done, Chief. I think others have so much to say. Amen.
Absolutely. Continue on.
Well, God bless you. Anyone else would like to say something about last night's service? God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860.
We love you.
To the Most High God. Thank you. God bless you. Love you as well. I just thank God on this morning. I thank God that he allowed it, us, not just me, us, to all fellowship last night. And I'm just giving God the praise and honor because, yes, it was a blessing. It was a blessing to me. It was a blessing because God woke me up. I went to sleep because I worked late last night, as usual. God woke me up last night, and when I woke up, I said, God, why is I'm awake? I'm tired. And I sit there in the bed for like 15, 20 minutes. My eyes still laid wide awake. So I began to start saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just had to thank you on my lips. Because I always remember when Dr. Johnson taught us, when we wake up in the middle of the night, God needs that time, whether it's the time to get into the Word or just to give him thanks. And so I began to just say, thank you, thank you, thank you on my lips. And as I began to partake my lips to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, God told me to pick up my cell phone, hallelujah. When I picked up my cell phone, the Holy Spirit said, the prayer line. I said, oh, my God, hallelujah. Forgive me, God, that I forgot
on the line. There was someone speaking. And here comes my girl, my friend, Charlotte Gray. Someone that I never met in person. I met her on this prayer line, and she is just a dear woman, always speaking for someone. She's always praying for someone. She's always speaking about she haven't heard this one or that one. That's God. Glory to your name. That's God speaking to her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just thank her that I was able to be a part of her time last night. And I'm giving God all the praise and the honor. This boy, I'm happy in my soul. I'm getting ready to go to work, but I'm happy in my soul. And I just want to say, Dr. Johnson, glory, thank you for imparting on this prayer line. Thank you. I have learned so much on this prayer line. I have grown so much on this prayer line. And I'm just thanking you. And I'm also asking you and the entire prayer line to forgive me for anything that I have said or done that wasn't pleasing to God's sight. I'm just asking for forgiveness. And I just want y'all to just keep on. Keep on. Mother Johnson, hallelujah. You young lady, you, I love you. Keep strong. You sound good. You sound real good. I love you. Thank you all. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
And you know what? I'm going to catch a hold of that. You release that in your spirit, man. And I caught it myself. I want to ask you all to forgive me for anything I've done on this prayer line that offended anybody. Please forgive me. Amen. I've been mean to rough on y'all sometimes. But it has helped. Amen. But please forgive me if y'all thought I was a little too rough on you. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, and we receive that apology, and I hope everybody receives it because we don't get too big to apologize because nobody is always right concerning anything. No one person, Chief Ambassador, so thank you for that. Those words, because we all apologize and praise God. I apologize for anything I said that was not according to the Lord's will or that offended someone. So I thank God for it, and I think most time on the line, people are very apologetic if they feel that anything has happened or been said or been done. And half the time, I haven't said anything or done anything, but maybe I don't know it. Amen. That's why we come on and we repent for things that we have omitted to apologize for. And we thank God because no one is always right, and we just praising God and thanking God that you move forward on this. And sometimes when we move forward on impulsive things, they turn out better than a long plan out situation. So we are thanking God for the prayer line on last night. And that it seemed like God gave so many a breakthrough to that prayer line last night. And we're just yet praising God for it. All right, we'll have some others to testify and be a witness to what they experienced on last night. Someone else.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Thank
you. Good morning.
Jesus.
There you are.
I know for my 7-year-old, get dressed. I thank the Lord. It's about to let Charlotte Gray that Sister Sheila beat me. But I just want to say, Dancer, Rosemary Dancer, was it Rosie?
Hold on, let me get the name right. Okay.
Yes, Rosemary Dancer. She played the piano, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Yes, she did.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, and she's saying, and we know we recognize when the phone starts messing up anything, it's just the enemy. But 3:30 in the morning, she was playing the